It's the fucking overview show, isn't it? We're going to overview the ass off Liverpool. We haven't overviewed for about 5 or so weeks. The world was a very different place then. Liverpool had fit human beings ready to play football for them then. Not so much these days. So what we're going to do, if you haven't heard the overview before, if you've been on Mars, we're going to look at what's happened to the Reds over the course of the past month or so. And we're going to look at what's going to happen to the Reds over the course of the next month or so. Joining me to do this deep dive, are Amelia Bonner, making her debut on the Overview Show. And I know she's very excited about this. She's waving at me on the Zoom call we're doing to show how excited she is. Also, Gareth Roberts, who's a veteran of these parts. I think Carl's done one or two of these. Damien, you've done one or two of these. Mm-hmm. So we all know what we're doing, apart from you, Amelia, but don't worry about that at all. Don't feel nervous in any way, shape, or form. I'm a horrible person, aren't I? Anyway, so what are we going to do? Liverpool's last month or so, just to recap for those at the back, we won 4 and we drew 1. That's 2 league wins, a league draw, and 2 Champions League wins. We're well placed in the league after 8 games. We've played 3 or 4 of our hardest games of the season, arguably. City, Chelsea, Arsenal. I'll even throw the Blues away into this. Last season, fact fans, we took 7 points from those equivalent hard games. This season, we've already taken 8. That's an interesting perspective, isn't it? And we're getting a real grip on the Champions League group. So, Damien, how have you felt about the last month, broadly speaking?
Broadly speaking, it's a solid start. If you look at it, you know, we're right up at the top of the table. We've had a fixture list, which is about as difficult as anyone else has had. And in the Champions League, we put ourselves in a box position. Absolutely great. So there's the pluses. But there's some minuses. And it's the injuries that's the shadow, isn't it? It's that really. I mean, you trade in a Champions League loss and a Premier League loss for those players back. You'd trade more in for that, wouldn't you? Because it can give you the confidence going forward.